Anti-Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So did you know that there is a lesser-known omega fat that decreases hunger? New research shows that omega-7 fatty acids can help weight loss by decreasing hunger. So I'm going to talk about that in this segment. Now, there's a plant called the sea buckthorn plant, and it has an unusual concentration of the essential omega-7 fatty acid. Why is this important to you? Well, let me start off by saying omega-7, really, it helps your body like all omega fats do. You know, the omega-3, the omega-6, the omega-9, these are polyunsaturated fats, really good for us. Omega-7 is simply just another one in that family. However, there's more research being done on omega-7 as a true weight loss supplement. And of course, when this was discovered a few years ago, lots of interest now was focused on omega-7 and how it actually is helping people to lose weight. And so we're going to talk about how omega-7 may help you. Let's just talk for a sec. What is an omega-7 fat? Well, as I said, all of the omega fats are polyunsaturated. What that means is that there's a double bond. There's a carbon-carbon double bond. And the number, whether it's omega-3, 6, 7, or 9, the number that designates that omega fat is where the double bond is. So, for instance, omega-7 means the double bond is located at the 7th carbon from the end. Now, all omega fats are good for us. Now, I don't want this to become a discussion about the appropriate ratios of omega-6 to omega-3 because that's important. But just in general, the polyunsaturated fats are really good for us, and I don't think anybody would have an issue with me saying that. They're important for providing a fuel source for cell energy, and they play a role in, you know, as building blocks for many of the body's components. And sea buckthorn contains many of those omega fatty acids, but the one that really sets it apart from the other plants is the omega-7. Omega-7 is pretty rare. It's found in fish oil a little bit. Some animal oils and vegetable oils have it, but not that much. There's really only two decent sources of omega-7 fats, and that's going to be macadamia nut oil and, as I just mentioned, the sea buckthorn plant. Now, the sea buckthorn oil contains around 32 to 42% omega-7. That's a decent amount of this one type of fat. Macadamia nut is about, say, 20 to 25%. But the issue with macadamia nuts is they're calorie dense. I love macadamia nuts. It's one of my favorite ones to eat, but they're just, you can't eat too many of them. You're going to put on, it's going to do the opposite of weight loss. So it really leaves the sea buckthorn plant as the main source for this lesser known polyunsaturated omega-7 fat. So what are the known benefits of omega-7s? Well, first off, we know that they're very important to skin cells and the cells that line the inside of your gut. Sea buckthorn is been used for centuries in different types of cultures for relieving gastric and small bowel ulcers. And just a lot of just general GI, just what we call dyspepsia, discomforts in the gastrointestinal system. Over, I guess, the past maybe 3 or 4 years, there's been some talk of omega-7 in Hollywood. A lot of actresses are using it to rejuvenate the skin. It turns out that omega-7 is really good at protecting collagen. I think I'll have to do a segment coming up on how to have youthful skin, and it's really all about collagen, which is the main connective tissue. You have to make more of it as you get older, and you have to protect it. Well, omega-7s protect it. But the real reason I'm talking about omega-7 today, and probably the reason it's going to potentially become huge in the market, is the weight loss benefits, and in particular, how omega-7 can suppress appetite. Now, if you're a rat, and I say that because most of our, you know, studies in the supplement industry begin with animal models, and that's okay. But if you're a rat, you'll eat significantly less with omega-7 fats. And don't forget, This is a good beginning. Rats make excellent human models. They have very similar physiologies to us. So when you see a rat model, we can extrapolate a lot from that. Now, in this study that I'm talking about, researchers looked at short-term food intake in male rats after they ingested omega-7, omega-9, or a placebo. The omega-7 group exhibited a dose-dependent effect. That means the more that they ingested, the greater the effect. That significantly decreased food intake compared to those that got the omega-9 or just the placebo. The researchers noted that the omega-7 fats accumulated within the small intestine, which is really interesting. So the male rats were ingesting the omega-7 fats. It was accumulating along the lining of the gut within the small bowel. And what it did is it elevated, by doing that, it elevated the hormone cholecystokinin, which is also known as CCK. That's important because that hormone, CCK, promotes a feeling of fullness when you're eating. So the male rats receiving the omega-7 took in that essential fat. It accumulated in the small bowel where you do most of the digesting and absorbing of nutrients. And at that area, it was able to raise CCK and decrease hunger and decrease the amount of food that the male's rat would eat. Now, they proved this. They didn't just measure CCK levels. They actually looked at what are called mRNA levels. That's a direct sign that the omega-7s are doing something at that genetic level to induce the expression, the genes that make the CCK. So the omega-7 was getting in to the gastrointestinal cells, expressing the genes that make the CCK, which meant that the male rats would eat less. So the researchers concluded that orally administrated omega-7 induces a feeling of fullness and enhanced the release of the hormone CCK. Pretty interesting stuff. So what does this mean to you? How does this translate to us on an everyday basis? Well, first, we really should try to work in more omega-7 fats into our diet. They're good for us in general, right? I just told you, the skin, very important for easing inflammation, probably have some of the same positive benefits on cholesterol and triglycerides that the omega-3s do. So we just want to get more omega-7s into our diets. Now, you can do this through sea buckthorn, and I'm going to tell you how in a moment, or you could do macadamia nuts. Just be careful. You can really overdo macadamia nuts. They're loaded with calories and probably would reverse any sort of weight loss success that you had. So I do like the sea buckthorn as a good source of this. You can actually stew it. I found this on some different websites. So you can take sea buckthorn and you can stew it and you can add maybe some different types of beans. It does well in like a tomato base type recipe. You can even eat it raw. Some people are adding sea buckthorn to smoothies. Yeah, you can add it to your morning protein smoothie or something. That's a good way to get some extra omega-7. And then the most interesting one for me was some people are actually making jellies, sea buckthorn jellies out of it. So I'm not really sure how they're doing that. I like to eat, but I don't cook, so I don't know how to make jellies, but I just found that to be interesting. So omega-7, so you've heard of omega-3, you've heard of omega-6, you've heard of omega-9. Omega-7 is just another one of the family. The 7 simply means where that double bond is. Omega-7 looks like it can help us to eat less by increasing the fullness hormone CCK. So I think we're going to see a lot more research coming out in the future on omega-7s. It's good for your skin as well. So check it out. I think you're going to like it. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.